Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey all, today, welcome to episode 159, Unraveling the Drama, Navigating Trauma and Emotional Healing. So I made a post on my Love Wide Open social media page on Facebook, and it created quite the drama. The topic was drama, that drama can be avoided, and you can choose or invite drama. Well, a lot of people took a whole bunch of offense to that, and what they were actually doing was confusing trauma with drama. They are two very distinct things, and yet they do interplay. So I'm going to dive into drama and trauma here. And I can also just say, you know, wow, time really flies. It's been a whole year since I interviewed Gabby Bernstein, New York Times bestseller, and her book on trauma last year. We just had a really down-to-earth conversation on trauma and judgment, forgiveness, and how trauma gets stuck in the body. And this is the core of my work with people, is helping them heal what they think is their anxiety, but it's actually healing an inner emotion that they are choosing to fear feeling or pushing away. And that emotion all gets stuck in the body. So until we can heal the body, we can't heal the trauma or the drama. Okay, so long story short, I will drop the link to that interview with Gabby, which will be on YouTube, in the show notes later. So again, jumping into episode 159, Unraveling the Drama, Navigating Trauma and Emotional Healing. First, we're going to have a sponsor break.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
All right, so here we are. Drama and trauma are distinct concepts, but they certainly can intersect and influence each other in various ways. So we're going to explore the differences between them and how they interact. First, in the context of emotional response and its impact on our lives, drama refers to a state of heightened emotions, intensity, and exaggerated reactions to situations or events. It involves a tendency to amplify conflicts, create unnecessary tension, and dwell on negative emotions. So here's a deeper exploration of drama as an emotional response and how it keeps us stuck in our emotional lives. All right, so amplification of emotions. When we experience drama in our emotional lives, our reactions to situations, they become magnified. Minor issues can quickly escalate into major conflicts, and we may find ourselves becoming overly emotional or reactive. Drama tends to intensify negative emotions such as anger, sadness, or fear, leading to a heightened state of distress. So now let's look at perpetuating conflict. Drama can perpetuate and prolong conflicts or disagreements. Instead of seeking resolutions or healthy communication, individuals caught in drama may become entangled in a cycle of blame, arguments, and emotional outbursts. This can prevent the necessary steps towards conflict resolution and often hinder personal growth, relationship development. So what about attention-seeking behavior? Drama often stems from a desire for attention or validation. Some individuals engage in dramatic behavior to elicit sympathy, manipulate others, or maintain a sense of control. By creating an atmosphere of constant turmoil, they ensure that their emotional needs are met, albeit in a very unhealthy and disruptive manner. Okay, what about escaping responsibility? Engaging in drama can actually serve as a means of avoiding personal responsibility and accountability. I've seen it 1,000 times in people. By placing the focus on external conflicts or chaotic emotions, individuals may deflect attention from their own actions or choices. Again, this can hinder personal growth and the development of healthy coping mechanisms. What about an energy drain? Drama can be emotionally draining, consuming significant amounts of mental and emotional energy. Constantly being caught up in a dramatic situation or relationships can leave individuals feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and stuck in a cycle of negativity. This can hinder their ability to focus on their own well-being and pursue meaningful goals. All right, limited perspective here. When drama becomes a dominant emotional response, it can distort our perception of reality. We may become fixated on the negative aspects of our lives, constantly seeking out conflicts or fueling unnecessary drama. This narrow focus can limit our ability to see alternative perspectives, find creative solutions, and cultivate positive experiences. Okay, how about overcoming drama? Overcoming a tendency towards drama requires a lot of self-awareness and intentional effort. It involves recognizing the patterns of dramatic emotional responses and working towards healthier alternatives. Okay, let's talk about it in the aspect of emotional regulation. So developing emotional intelligence and learning to regulate our emotions can help us respond to situations in a more balanced and constructive manner. Mindfulness practices, deep breathing exercises, somatic experiences, and seeking support from trusted individuals can aid in managing these intense emotions. All right, managing the drama. How about communication and conflict resolution? When cultivating effective communication skills, you are then adopting a proactive approach to conflict resolution, and this can help prevent drama from escalating. So practicing active listening, expressing emotions assertively, and seeking common ground can really contribute to healthier interactions and relationships. What about drama, overcoming it, and then self-reflection and personal growth? Engaging in self-reflection and personal growth activities such as therapy, coaching, journaling, self-help resources can help uncover underlying issues that contribute to the tendency towards drama. This introspection, this look inward, can lead to increased self-awareness and the development of healthier coping strategies. And last but not least, setting boundaries. Establishing clear boundaries in relationships and situations can really minimize drama. Drama tends to ensue when we have a lack of boundaries or our boundaries are so strong that we're actually just plowing over people. So establishing clear boundaries in relationships and situations can help minimize drama. Learning to say no, setting limits on engagement with dramatic individuals, and prioritizing self-care can create a more balanced and harmonious emotional environment. So by actively addressing and reducing the presence of drama in our emotional lives, we can create space for personal growth, healthy relationships, and a more peaceful and fulfilling existence. Now let's get into trauma. Trauma is a psychological and emotional response to an event or experience that overwhelms an individual's ability to cope. It often involves exposure to actual or threatened death, serious injury, sexual violence. Traumatic events can vary widely and include experiences such as accidents, natural disasters, combat, abuse, neglect, or witnessing violence. So here are some key aspects of trauma. Types of trauma. Trauma can be categorized into different types based on the duration and nature of the event. Acute trauma refers to a single traumatic event, such as a car accident. Chronic trauma involves repeated and prolonged exposure to traumatic situations, such as an ongoing domestic violence or childhood abuse. Complex trauma refers to the exposure to multiple and varied traumatic events, often occurring within a relational context, such as ongoing childhood maltreatment. Emotional and psychological impact. Traumatic events can have profound emotional and psychological effects on individuals. Common emotional responses include fear, helplessness, guilt, anger, sadness, shame. Trauma can disrupt one's sense of safety, trust, and belief systems, leading to feelings of vulnerability and a loss of control. It may also result in symptoms such as anxiety, depression, disassociation, nightmares, flashbacks, and difficulties in concentration and memory. What about physiological responses? Trauma triggers various physiological responses in the body, and it reacts to perceived threats. These responses include increased heart rate, rapid breathing, sweating, muscle tension, and the release of stress hormones, hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. These psychological changes are part of the body's natural fight, flight, or freeze response, preparing an individual to respond to danger. However, in the context of trauma, these responses can persist or become completely dysregulated, contributing to ongoing physical and emotional distress. This is the work I do, helping people regulate their nervous system to come back to baseline and not stay stuck in those fight, flight, or freeze responses. All right, trauma and memory. Traumatic events can impact the way memories are encoded and retrieved. Some individuals may experience fragmented or disjointed memories of the traumatic event, while others may have intrusive and vivid flashbacks. So the brain's response to trauma can lead to difficulties in recalling specific details or a heightened sensitivity to triggers associated with the traumatic experience. So what about PTSD or even CPTSD, which is complex post-traumatic stress disorder? PTSD is a specific psychological disorder that can develop following a traumatic event. It involves experiencing intrusive and distressing memories or flashbacks. Avoiding reminders of the trauma experiences negative changes in mood and cognition and heightened arousal and reactivity. PTSD can significantly impact daily functioning and quality of life, requiring professional intervention and support. This is why I say you cannot just heal trauma from the head up. You have to include the body where this trauma is now stored. Trauma and resilience. Now, while trauma can have profound and long-lasting effects, individuals also possess inherent resilience. Resilience refers to the ability to adapt and recover after experiencing adversity. Factors such as social support, coping skills, self-efficacy, and the presence of stable and nurturing relationships can contribute to resilience and facilitate the healing process.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So about treatment and healing. Healing from trauma often involves seeking professional help, such as counseling or trauma-informed coaching. Mind-body somatic approaches can help individuals process traumatic experiences, manage symptoms, and develop healthy coping strategies. Supportive networks, self-care practices, and engaging in activities that promote well-being can also contribute to the healing process. It's important to note that trauma is deeply personal and an individual experience. Each person's response to trauma may vary, and impact can be influenced by factors such as the individual's resilience, support systems, and previous life experiences. Understanding trauma and its effects can foster empathy, promote informed support, and encourage a trauma-informed approach in various settings, including healthcare, education, and social services. Now, let's discuss how drama and trauma intersect in three distinct ways. One, drama in interpersonal relationships. Drama can manifest within interpersonal relationships affected by trauma. Traumatic experiences can have a significant impact on individuals' emotional well-being and their ability to navigate relationships. Here's how drama and trauma can intersect in this context. Emotional intensity. Trauma can amplify emotional responses within relationships, leading to heightened drama. Individuals who have experienced trauma may struggle with regulating their emotions, leading to exaggerated reactions, conflicts, and difficulties in communication. Now, triggers and flashbacks. Trauma survivors may experience triggers or flashback that evoke intense emotional and psychological responses related to their past trauma. These episodes can disrupt relationships, as the person may become overwhelmed, withdrawn, or defensive, leading to heightened drama and tension within the interpersonal dynamic. Now, patterns of conflict. Trauma can contribute to the development of negative relationship patterns, such as repeated conflicts, power struggles, and unhealthy coping mechanisms. These patterns can perpetuate drama with the relationship, making it challenging to establish trust, safety, and effective communication. Now let's talk about drama as a coping mechanism. In some cases, individuals may use drama as a coping mechanism to navigate the aftermath of trauma. Here's how drama and trauma can intersect in this context. Attention-seeking behavior. Individuals who have experienced trauma may engage in dramatic behavior as a way to seek attention, validation, or support. Drama can serve as a means of expressing distress, gaining acknowledgement, or maintaining a sense of control in the aftermath of trauma. What about emotional avoidance? Drama can also be used as a means of avoiding or deflecting from the deep emotional pain associated with trauma. By focusing on external conflicts or creating dramatic scenarios, individuals actually may temporarily divert their attention from the underlying emotional distress, providing a sense of temporary relief. So what about difficulty in moving forward? Engaging in drama can keep individuals stuck in their emotional lives, preventing them from effectively processing and healing from the trauma. By perpetuating conflicts, amplifying negative emotions, or avoiding introspection, individuals may find it challenging to move forward and establish healthier coping mechanisms. Okay, let's move into section 3 now in this context. Healing and breaking the cycle. To break the cycle of drama and trauma, individuals can take steps toward healing and growth. So here are some considerations. Seeking support. Trauma survivors can benefit from seeking professional help to address the emotional wounds and develop healthier coping strategies. Building resilience. Developing resilience is crucial in navigating trauma and reducing drama in interpersonal relationships, and especially when it comes to expansion of the nervous system so that you can actually handle the things that are coming your way. Communication and boundaries. Open and honest communications is vital in reducing drama and promoting healthier relationships. Setting clear boundaries, expressing needs and emotions assertively, and actively listening to others can foster understanding, prevent the escalation of conflicts. So in summary, drama and trauma can interact within interpersonal relationships and as coping mechanisms. Understanding the impact of trauma on relationships and recognizing the role of drama in the aftermath of trauma can inform strategies for healing, setting boundaries, and fostering healthier dynamics. By seeking support and cultivating resilience, individuals can break the cycle of drama and move towards a healthier, more fulfilling emotional life. Now, if you're seeking help and support, moving away from the drama, setting healthy boundaries, stopping the people-pleasing, getting rid of your anxiety and emotional triggers, then I invite you to book a Heal Your Story strategy session with me to talk about how you can get unstuck, move forward, and find more joy and life. The link will be in the show notes. I'm sending you so much love around this topic. I'd love to hear from you. Again, sending love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.